All right, it is 8:36. My guest I've had in here several times before. This is Rabia from the Roshni Center. And how are you doing today? You got to take a picture of me now, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
Yours is fuzzy, too.
See, yeah, we were taking pictures of each other with our phones. But your picture is going to be up on the web. So let us explain why you're here. I was mentioning that there is a brunch benefit for the Roshni Center. This is actually going to be a dinner, you were saying.
Yeah, it's a full vegetarian dinner, Pakistani food. I've got one recipe from Baltistan, which is in the very northern part of mm-hmm. Pakistan. It's kind of a spicy pasta dish. We've got curried chickpeas and a big Mediterranean salad and okra for all those people who like those slimy little boogers. I kind of like them myself.
I like it too.
Maybe because they're slimy.
Maybe. Or in spite of.
And then we have all of the traditional desserts, the baklava and the honey nut cake and the almond date cake and all sorts of yummies.
Now let's explain to folks what the Roshni Center is.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we've been around long enough that people have heard of us mm-hmm. without really knowing what we do. And our work is located in rural Pakistan in the Swat Valley. We have a women's center that has kind of moved from being a skills center. Hopefully they're still learning some skills, but it's more of a social center. So their skills are not... Their embroidery skills are pretty good, but their sewing skills are maybe not quite for the Western market. But in spite of that, we do support a number of women's groups in Pakistan besides the Roshni Center. One of them is Lador, which the women, under the help of Princess Musarat Anitseb, just make the most fantastically beautiful traditional embroidery work. And we buy from them. We sell their items here, and with the profit, then we invest in another member of the royal family, Princess Zeebo Jalani, and she started Swat Relief Initiative and has a health and nutrition program in the valley. So we support the social center, we support the health and nutrition of the women and children, and we support Lador with their beautiful embroidery.
How long have you been at this?
We started the Roshni Center while I was living in Pakistan in 2006. So it became a California nonprofit in 2007. And I've been back to I've been to Pakistan about 7 times now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, women in Pakistani culture often at a much lower tier than the men there.
Yes. And so, you know, like sometimes people will come up to my bake sales and say, so you're helping women, what about the men? And I say, you know what, I think men, especially in Pakistan, have every advantage, whereas the women don't. And so our support goes mainly to the women. And like the women of Lador, this is a company that's, you know, it's a for-profit company. They're all women that own the company. And most of them, not all of them, are war widows. So their husbands were actually killed by the fighting with the Taliban and the Pakistani army. And so they had absolutely no way to support themselves. And Princess Musarat Anitseb came and, you know, didn't want to just give them a handout, wanted to teach them to have, you know, the self-respect of earning a wage. And so we're really excited that we can support their work.
Fantastic. Let's talk about this this dinner that's going to be coming up on Sunday, March 10th.
So the dinner is at the Humboldt Area Foundation on Sunday, March 10th, beginning around 11:30 and going until about 2:30. It will be a full dinner. Some of my friends and supporters out there know what that means. It'll be kind of Pakistani Mediterranean fare. Should be very yummy, and there'll be a silent auction and a Dutch raffle as well, and of course a slide presentation about our work in Pakistan.
Fantastic, because that's always a wonderful part of it, people get a chance to see what you're up to. Now, this is happening at the Humboldt Area Foundation. You said it's in the Emerson Room.
Right.
According to your flyer here. And
nice big parking lot. In the past, we've had...
It's a beautiful place.
Our things at the apartment complex where I live, because we had a free community room.
Right.
But we've decided that, you know, it's always a problem with parking, and everyone's, I think, knows where the Humboldt Area Foundation is on Indianola Road.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
Yes, and has a nice big parking lot, so there shouldn't be any problem as far as finding a parking place. And if possible, it would be nice to know whether people are coming or not, so we can have sort of a head count and buy enough food.
So they should call or email.
I would say by the beginning of next week, Monday, Tuesday, something like that.
Let's give out that information then.
Yes. My phone number is 826-7123. You can leave a message if no one answers. You can also email us at info@roshnicenter.org. Now, Roshni is an Urdu word meaning light. So it's spelled R-O-S, like Sam, H-N-I.
Center,
but British. C-E-N-T-R-E.org.
Just to make it a little more confusing.
Yeah. All you have to do is put one wrong letter and we'll never see it.
That's right. So make sure you have that right. And now, as you're saying, along with the dinner, which is a sliding scale, $15 to $20 a plate, is that correct?
Yes.
You said there's going to be a silent auction, Dutch raffle, homemade gifts to buy. What kind of stuff are we looking at?
So we're looking at Pakistani items as far as the homemade gifts to buy, but we're also looking, we've got a 10 pass from the Finnish country sauna and tubs. We've got a gift certificate from Cypress Grove. We've got a really lovely rug from the Arcata Exchange. We've got jewelry from Halayashi and Baroni. We've got a really cute, the tallest tree in the world, stacking blocks from Michael Olaf. And what's the tallest tree in the world, Cliff?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
Is it here in Humboldt County? Is it near, I think it's...
Does it start with an R?
Near Prairie Creek?
Well, I don't mean the tallest tree. I mean the tallest kind of trees. So it's a redwood stacking block, so... Something for the kids.
Sequoia sempervirens.
Very good. I'm impressed.
Well, my wife's a landscape architect, so these things are beat into my head because many years of flashcarded.
We also have a really nice quilt with turtles on it from the Global Village and Gallery. We've got gift certificates from the Beneficial Living Center for your plants. So there'll be a lot more, but that's just a start. Eureka Fabrics. Learn how to sew.
There you go. So again, it is Sunday, March 10th. It's going to be taking place at the Humboldt Area Foundation in the Emerson Room. What is the time that it's taking place?
So it takes place around 11:30, goes until about 2:30.
Okay. So now you're saying dinner, but that's 11 till 2:30.
You know, a long time ago, families met together on Sunday, and you had your big meal at midday, right? So this is like that.
Okay.
I would say that probably the meal will be in the middle till the end.
Got it.
The presentation probably while people are relaxing, sitting there eating and, you know, yum, yum, yum. And the first third maybe will be the silent auction and Dutch raffle, giving people a time to look around and see what there is.
Fantastic. Before we wrap up, why don't we give the phone number and email address again so people can make reservations.
So the phone number is 826. See, you knew. 826-7123. You would think I'd know my own phone number, wouldn't you?
826-7123.
And the email address is info@roshnicenter.org. That's R-O-S, like Sam, H. NICENTRE.org.
All righty. Very good. Well, you always do wonderful work, and you're keeping it up, and we all appreciate that. And folks who want to help support the Roshni Center and have a great dinner in the
Emerson Room.
In the Emerson Room, then by all means, contact them and get in on this.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in again.
I keep coming.
There you go.
And do you know it's almost always raining when I come here, too?
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Takes me indoors, right?
There you go. It keeps the area all nice and green and pretty. It's kind of the opposite of Pakistan, where it's...
No, that's not true, because Swat Valley is very green.
Okay.
But
that's the Pakistan that I see in my mind.
So this is like Pakistan.
Okay, so that's why then.
It's home.
Here we go, Humboldt County, the Swat Valley of California.
Yes,
there we go. All righty. Well, Roshna, thank you so much for
not
coming.
Not the problems, but yeah.
That's right. Yes, luckily we don't have the same problems. Rabia from the Roshna Center, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've got it on KHUM.